maybe your committee could consider that issue generally, and if it's appropriate for us to have a position on it,
okay.
We could work through whatever process is necessary to...
You mean as far as the voting student?
I think the three students are selected, you know, through a very good process, and then it's a little unclear.
Right. Well,
for the process,
I believe the governor designates
who has the binding vote. But you raise an interesting question about whether
the governor would be supportive if there was a
probable
process that we recommended for his decision making.
Yeah.
Fine. It's a good idea.
Since they only serve for a year. And they could rotate who has that.
Right. That
vote.
It's a very good idea.
Maybe the three of you would consider that as well.
My idea on this was that since there's three of us, no matter what, it's always going to be majority vote if we vote on anything. If we all just vote together and whatever the higher number is, that would be the determining vote.
That's a great way to do it. That is a great way to do it.
So maybe your committee could
come
back and codify that.
We can definitely talk about it.
Right. I might just add, too, it's just interesting how hot and heavy the campaigns for the student rep get. hot and heavy. And it's wonderful experience for them. I mean, a lot of elected officials in today's world have gone through that process at their universities. So it's a great process. I mean, there were seven running when Matt ran, for example, last year at the Urbana campus. And I'm not sure how many there were in Springfield and up here, but just think it's interesting for people to know how competitive that process really is.
Well, it's a good thing to learn at a young age. It's
right.
Clear that not every elected politician knows how to run a campaign.
I can't imagine what you're talking about.
Should we move on? maybe now we'd hear a report from the chair of the hospital committee, Tim Kortz, if you present the report. I'd also like to point out that Francis Carroll, Carlos Tortolero, Matt Reschke, and Dan Zavrotny serve with Tim on the committee, and to the degree that you all would like to add additional detail, I hope you will.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll try to give you a brief summary here. Hospital committee held its initial meeting yesterday afternoon, and I'm proud to say we had perfect attendance at the meeting. I felt it was a very fruitful meeting. Over the course of 2 hours, we had excellent informational presentations covering the key missions and the status of the hospital. I'd like to take this time to thank Dean Flaherty, Dr. Chamberlain, Mr. DiNardo, Mr. Devoni, and Dr. Eikenberry for their superb presentations yesterday. Briefly, I think it is important for the board to realize that at any one time we have almost 7,000 students who work through the health sciences and the hospital. That includes undergraduates, graduate students, and postgrads who are under tutelage. Additionally, the hospital and associated health science centers account for almost 25% of the entire budget of the University of Illinois, so it's a large undertaking. Another key issue I need to point out to the board is that by virtue of the requirements of the Joint Commission on Accreditation of Hospitals, our board is directly responsible for patient safety, physician accreditation, and the finances of the hospital. Joint Commission accreditation is essential to be able to operate in today's healthcare environment, so our compliance with their directives are necessary. A good deal of time was spent during yesterday's meeting reviewing finances. Surprise, surprise. To summarize, currently we are working in the black, but margins are very close. A unique challenge we face regarding finances is that, without doubt, any health care legislation passed in Washington, D.C., and to a lesser extent in Springfield, will have a profound effect on our budget. No one knows exactly what will transpire, but we will need to monitor events closely to be able to respond quickly and appropriately in the best interest of the University of Illinois. Finally, if I could just put in a pitch for approval of item 23 on today's roll call agenda, which will allot up to $40 million for a 3-year hospital construction and renovation project. Certain aspects of the infrastructure are in dire need of repair and or upgrade. For example, last summer some ventilator fans failed, which required shutting down all the operating rooms for a short time until repairs could be made. Our hospital has a very sizable high-risk obstetrics program, which requires the capability of doing an emergency C-section delivery at any time, literally within minutes. So the idea of operating rooms shutting down is it's not an option. Thus, infrastructure maintenance will not only act to protect our current investment by preventing it from falling apart, but as I point out, in real terms, it also becomes an issue of risk management. Approval of item 23 would also enable us to embark on the initial steps of a 10-year facility upgrade plan, which is probably essential for us to remain competitive in the local healthcare marketplace. The next meeting of the committee will be held in Urbana at 1 p.m. on 9 March. Of course, all are invited to attend. We already have a hefty agenda planned. Thank you for the time, Mr. Chairman. I'd welcome comments from other members of the committee.
I just want to say how impressed I am by all the great work that's being done by the folks on this side of the campus. It's an amazing amount of work to do. It's really impressive. I mean, it makes you feel very proud. And I also say that I strongly support all the vote today about the capital needs they have. They really need this money. Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to reaffirm how much we need money. I mean, I walked around the hospital and we saw some of the newer parts versus the older parts. And in hospitals, technology is increasing every single year. Discoveries come out, and things need to be renovated for us to stay up top notch. University, especially medical university. So,
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Pam.
I'm not a member of the committee, but if I could share the experience that I had last week, I came over to the medical center to meet with one of the doctors who had just asked to have some time to provide some comments on our search, on our presidential search. And so he met with me, but he also escorted me to several of the units. And it goes back to something Paula said at the beginning and what you said, Tim, with your meeting yesterday, the sense of pride that I felt walking through the units and getting a better understanding of the quality of care that we provide. We have some of the best doctors in the country in specialty areas, and particularly striking to me was the organ transplant unit. And it is just a fact that we provide the highest quality medical care to people who would never have a chance to receive that care. The percentage of patients who are public aid patients, the diversity of the patients who come through, these are people who would not get that quality of care or maybe even any care were it not for the University of Illinois. And I think it is probably the most emotionally compelling way to demonstrate the financial crisis. When you look at the fact that we are a public university and we are a public medical center, and this is our mission going back to the very beginning with the Morrill Act, and we need to get the funding that is necessary to support that. So it's another endorsement of number 23 on the agenda, I guess.
I think it's obviously critical to our academic mission, critical to the state of Illinois, to the quality of life that we all enjoy here, the fact that we have access to so many doctors, almost a large majority of those are educated by the university. Mm-hmm. They choose that university because of access to great doctors, professors, teachers. Those people can go anywhere in the world. If we're going to attract and retain them at the University of Illinois, they expect to be in a facility that's competitive with their peers all around the country. And we have a moral obligation to provide a safe working environment for the patients we bring in, and we have liability if we don't. So, I mean, there's all sorts of reasons to move forward. I feel very comfortable with that, and I'm sure the rest of the board does as well.
Mr. Chairman, as a member of the hospital committee, I just want to reiterate some of the conversation that we engaged in yesterday. I want to say that I too feel that the quality of service that we're receiving from the hospital is extraordinary and probably second to none. The University of Illinois Hospital is certainly a world-class hospital and doing much with the limited resources, even though it is 25% of our budget. And I would be in support of item number 23, but I'd like to again underscore that we must keep in mind that the University of Illinois Hospital serves a high multicultural group of individuals. And as we go forward with our 21st century plans, I would like to underscore the fact that we keep our idea and our strategic planning that underline the public agenda, and that is to serve all the people, and we need to have authority over the hospital and many of the representatives to represent a multicultural group of people who are providing all of the resources and the information. So I want us to keep that in mind as a board. Also, as a lifetime member of the Chicago area, we know that the University of Illinois really serves the people. Seven of my most intimate physicians are graduates of the University of Illinois Medical School. And so I certainly highly support any progress that we make. But I do want to underscore that it is extremely important that we have representation of all ethnic groups in everything that we do. So I'd just like for our chairman, Mr. Kortz, and our chairman, Mr. Kennedy, and our president to move that agenda forward so that we can keep in mind that we have a new direction to go in the 21st century.
And France, I'd respond in part by applauding that statement, and I think we can also applaud the University of Illinois Medical Center for their work in training the multicultural leaders at all of our competitive hospitals who continue to pluck away some of our best people. And you know, that's a role we can be proud of, but it underscores our need for additional financing in order to meet the economic competitive offers that are out there from private hospitals.
Thank you. I also wanted, as a point of information, I wanted to point out the dedication that the hospital has to the people of the state. This was by far one of the worst years the hospital has had in terms of funding, but this year the hospital has dedicated over $30 million to charity cases where they don't expect to get the money back. So even when the hospital has been in its worst crunch, it's still been giving out to the people of the state.
I appreciate that. That's an important part of our entire mission that we can't lose sight of. Thank you, Matt. Tim, is that a wrap? Okay, we appreciate that. The next session will be comments from the chair of the Audit, Finance, and Facilities Committee. Trustee Ed McMillan will comment on the work assigned to the committee. Also point out that trustees Jim Montgomery, Lawrence Oliver, Pam Strobel, and Derek Felix serve on the committee with Ed. I understand that there will be four presentations from senior executives at the university as part of the committee's report. As these reports are presented, I invite President Eikenberry and other members of the committee to make comments about the presentations. But first, why don't I turn the meeting over to Ed.
Very good. Thank you, Chairman Kennedy, and also express my appreciation to the members of the committee. We actually met in two different settings because we couldn't actually get together at one time, which probably reflects the involvement of the members of the committee in various things. I also want to thank President Eikenberry and Vice President Nora, the work that they were doing with the committee as we restructured the committee and really created the new functions that are responsible for it. There, as you said, there are several items on the agenda for consideration at this meeting that are within the purview of this committee. It's important among these is a recommendation for a variety of student fees at the three campuses for fiscal year